Podcast.
Civil Registration Service began on the 1st of July 1837, and the first National Registrar's Day was held on 1st of July 2021 to celebrate the work undertaken by registrars across the country. However, it's yet to become a widely recognised annual event and may have been brought to the fore last year as an opportunity to recognise the vital work going on throughout the pandemic. Julie McClellan leads a team of registrars that conduct around 600 marriage and civil partnership ceremonies in Argyll and Bute each year. It's almost two a day. Of course, there are many other activities that our registrars undertake, including fronting our customer service points, and their commitment to the role is evident in the number of long-serving registrars we have in Argyll and Bute. Here's Julie to tell you more about the work that they do. So I'm joined by Julie McClellan, our Senior Registrar and Service Point Supervisor. So Julie, for those that maybe don't know, explain what the general duties of registrars include.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So there's the most obvious ones where we've got the registration of the births of all the new babies that are born in the area. And we have got the deaths for anybody that's passed away. We help them with the registration of the deaths. And then there's more obvious the marriages, which is quite a large amount of our work nowadays. There's the things that we're not so often known for. So we do the naming ceremonies for any new children or babies, and we can also do renewal of vows for anybody that's looking to renew their vows as well. We also do citizenship ceremonies. Those that become a new British citizen, we have a wee ceremony, and they can be held over Zoom. That's what was introduced during the pandemic, but we have reintroduced the face-to-face ceremonies again, which a lot of people are opting for again to have that, but it's just the options are there for people. So no, there's a lot of different things to the actual role as well. And then you've got the service point side of the job as well, which is a lot of customer service inquiries for the council. So we can be dealing with council tax, blue badges, roads and amenities, all sorts of varieties. And really we're kind of one-stop shop. We get all sorts of inquiries coming into the, even if it's not for us, they still come in and ask, and we've just got to direct them to the right place, or try and help them resolve their inquiry as soon as we can. But yeah, it's a really rewarding job. So it's been fantastic to be part of.
So, it's a really wide range, and you touch on people's lives at probably the most important points, as you've described then. You've touched on it there, how that's quite a skill set. You need to apply yourselves to all of that. Tell us about your own experience. How long have you been doing the job, and what are the skills that you look for in your team to be able to cope with that, because it's quite a job.
I've been with the council for 26 years now, but 25 of them have been with registration. I started off as an assistant registrar, and then about 10, 12 years ago, I became the registrar of our Campbelltown, and just last year, and then became the senior registrar for the whole of Argyll and Bute, which I'm absolutely delighted to be part of, and something I was wanting to do for a while. So no, I'm really, really delighted to be in charge of everybody, helping them through their training and things, and learning the different parts of the job. The staff have got to be very empathetic when they're dealing with those that are bereaved. You really have to have patience, and really know how to deal with people at those sensitive times. And then you've got the times that they're really happy when they've just had a baby. They're the happiest moments, and it's lovely to be part of that as well. And then the weddings, to be able to be part of such a special day for some people, that sometimes it can just be the couple themselves that have came along, and then you can have the weddings that are 200. So to be part of that is just a special thing for us to be able to do.
So 26 years, that speaks to how much you enjoy the job. I think I might say it's one of the areas where we have some of the smallest turnover staff, because I think
once you
learn, they're hooked, are they?
Yeah, once you get into the job, people, you've got to be a certain kind of person, but once you're in it, the staff absolutely love it. and very often it's just the only reason they leave is because they retire. They've always usually been in it for a long number of years. So it is special to be part of the registration team. And we've got a lot of long-serving number of registrars within the team. It's just been fantastic to be there and be part of.
Yeah, I mean, I always think it's working for Argyll Council, we're very much part of the community anyway, but more so for your team than any other in that frontline role and doing those very special celebrations. So tell us how many marriages and civil partnerships do you do roughly in a year as a team?
Oh, in the year, well, this year, obviously, with the last couple of years with the pandemic, it's been, quite badly affected. So far this year, we're up to just over 260 ceremonies so far, which was just fantastic. Before the pandemic, on a year, we were usually about 470, 480 numbers. So hopefully, we'll get back up there soon. I think people are a bit more relaxed now to get their ceremonies booked, and they were always hesitant to book it in case it got postponed. So I think they're all now starting to realise that they can go ahead and get it booked for people. So
Yeah, I mean, I know you were pretty busy whenever it opened up through the pandemic, and because we are a great location for people, but I mean, not everyone might realise that you can now get married anywhere in Scotland. So tell us some of the most, I suppose, maybe the most unusual, or maybe some of the most idyllic spots from your perspective.
So yeah, throughout the whole team, we've had some amazing places to go and visit for weddings. We've had weddings on top of mountains over in Mull. The registrar climbed the mountain to marry the couple up there. We've had our registrar in Oban who had a wedding in the auction mart where all the cattle go, and they actually had their own bull in to watch the wedding for them while they got their wedding. So that was pretty unusual, that one. For me, myself, I love going to the Isle of Gia for my weddings, and that's my favourite go-to place. Any excuse to get over there is always a good reason. So to go over for a wedding, it's just so much more special. There's so many different places. There's lots of lovely beaches and castles and privately owned rental places. We just get to see so much of the country. It's just amazing. It really is fantastic.
Have there been ever been any weird location requests you haven't been able to do?
We have been asked to get to some islands that where there's no ferry service to. And usually when we tell them that they need to organise their own boat and transport for us, and I don't think they actually realise how many islands we have, and I think they just expect all islands to have a ferry service, and that they can just, or they can just walk to them, but they don't realise that it can be difficult to get to them. One couple approached us because they wanted to get married in the Isle of Cara because it was their daughter's name, but because you have to get your own boat to get to, it's just off the Isle of Gia, so it's not so easy to get to. They weren't able to do that at that time, but yeah, there's. Try to think if there's anything else that we've not been able to do. I don't think so. I think we try and accommodate as much as we can, but we're just kind of restricted to places of worship. We can't go there and do a ceremony in an existing church. If it's no longer working as a church, then there is a possibility. All registrars try and make the day the best that they can and accommodate people as much as possible. We don't ever like to say no, and we try our best to always accommodate in the best way we can.
Very dedicated to go up mountains and things. You need a lot of
Absolutely,
skills and fitness
yes.
level as part of the job. And you do a range of different wedding ceremonies. So again, maybe people might not appreciate the kind of options. So tell
Yes.
us a little bit about the different kind of ceremonies you can do.
So we've got the standard ceremony that we do, but also people can personalise it to however they want. So they can add in readings, they can personalise their vows, they can have family members play music, or there's also additional special ceremonies, it's what we call them, called like hand fasting, which is a Scottish tradition that people have their hands tied with a piece of fabric. Quite often people will make something personal to them. So one wedding I did recently, it was the lace of their mum's veil that they used. Another person used a shawl that was their great grandmother's. They love being able to personalise that in whatever way that is. And it's a really nice, quite effective, simple ceremony to add into your wedding. You also have a quay ceremony. That's another one that's quite popular, where you get to share your first drink with your new husband or wife. And you should share, whether it's with whiskey, or some people will choose to have their other favourite drink, maybe gin, or even a bottle of water, if that's what they want to use. It's entirely up to the couple of what they like to use. We also have oath and stones, where people make their vows while holding a stone. Some people get that stone engraved, or it could be a stone that is came from a special location, maybe the place that they get proposed to, or somewhere they met, or have a nice family memory of it, and they just hold that stone while they're making their vows, and that's to set their vows in stone, which is really, really lovely. There's pinning the tartan, which is not so common now, but there is that option there that if you've got a family tartan, that you can pin that on to your new spouse to make them part of your clan after that. But there is a lot of variety. We have a lot of different things on our website. We've got our new website just at the moment getting worked on, and hopefully that'll be ready very soon. And you've got all the different options on there of what we can have.
Oh, I mean, there's so much people, as you say, can make their own. I hadn't heard the story of the bull, actually. That's a new one. That's not the only animal you get in attendance, is it?
No, I mean, the obvious ones are the dogs. People always love to bring their dogs to their weddings because they are part of their family. And to some people, they're their babies, so they're always there. But we've also had some more unusual kind of animals come along. So we've like owls and that maybe come and bring the rings for the couple. And we've had alpacas. We've had one couple who wanted to have a goat at the wedding, so that was special to them. The Highland cows, they're quite often in the background, so people like to have them there. But my most favourite one is a couple had a goldfish as pride of place at their wedding, on top of their wedding cake. They had it in their wee bowl of water and just sat there, and it was just, I thought it was the most unusual thing, and it was really lovely to see.
That's fab. I mean, I love the idea of the alpacas, because they can bring the rings, isn't it?
Yes. Everybody loves an alpaca, I think. Everybody wants to see an alpaca at a wedding, so it's
good. No, I mean, it's fab, because it just, I mean, I see the pictures, and we spoke before we started recording. I mean, I think your Instagram feed for the team is one of the most beautiful, because so many couples share their wonderful pictures and videos, and it's just stunning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yes. A lot of the staff as well will take photos on their travels to and from the weddings of the scenery, and we're also able to use that. And then for the photographers have been fantastic. They often tag us in their photos so that we can then share them, so that everybody can see what an amazing place we have. We've got Instagram, and that's definitely the most popular social media that we have. But we've also got Facebook and Twitter. But we've just newly set up our Pinterest as well, just to see if we can get any interest on that. That's hopefully going to be helping with people when they're searching for ideas for like the hand fasting ceremony or the quay ceremony, things that will take them to our website and they'll take them to us, and we'll see us there. So every little bit helps, just to try and promote every area of us.
Yeah, I mean, we'll include the links, because if anyone is thinking about a wedding, there's some real fantastic inspiration of the locations. I mean, I struggled to think of two that I've seen that are exactly the same. Everyone's got their kind of unique take on it, or a different location, or just something that's a little bit different.
Yeah, every couple is completely new. So they all personalise, even if they ask for a simple ceremony, they've all got their options on how to personalise it. They all choose their own what vows they would like to say, and they can all make amendments to it. And even if it's maybe a location you've been to before, you might be actually standing in the different side of that place, and it's always different. Every wedding's different, and every couple is just lovely to meet.
And if anyone was in doubt, they're generally, the pictures are accompanied by fantastic testaments of you and the team and the great support that people have. Because I think, you know, people might think about it on the day, but you provide a lot of support in the planning of the weddings too, don't you?
Yes, I have, because couples need to put in their notice in a minimum of 29 days. We have that contact, but we always try and have as much contact beforehand, especially when they book it. We, you know, always direct them to the website at that point and give them an idea to start thinking about their ceremony. And then once we've got their paperwork, we get in touch with them and we sort of build up a relationship and try and make sure we give them the best day that they want and have what they're wanting for their special day.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great that so many people, you know, both who live in the area already or who, you know, have got some connection with it, choose to come and travel to have the wedding here. But has that led to any interesting or unexpected events that you've had to overcome?
Well, there was a time where one of our registrars was travelling to Loch Oilhead in the middle of winter, and she actually got stuck in the snow. So that was a bit of a panic on what to do, but she kept her calm and she just phoned for help, and we got one of the gritters to come, and the gritter cleared the road for her, and she just followed it to the venue, did the wedding as if nothing had happened, and then just drove home again. We always try and make sure we get there. We don't ever try and, you know, want to let anybody down. Yeah, so Stephanie in Dunoon, she kept us calm, but she got there and managed it.
That must be a bit nerve-wracking. That's almost as nerve-wracking as I'm sure the bride must be feeling.
Yeah.
Of making sure that they're getting there on time. So, no, I mean, it's great. And that, I mean, that's a fantastic example of how other teams work together with that to make it happen, isn't it? It's fab. And you know what happened? I mean, it's still a bit fresh, it's still hard not to talk about it, but your team had to do quite a lot of adaptations to manage through the pandemic. Your births and deaths still needed to be registered. At times there was able to do weddings. How did that all work during lockdown and things?
Yeah, that was quite a shock to see what we were going to do, because everything just closed, everything just stopped, and we just couldn't do anything until legislation was put in place and new arrangements were decided on. The weddings were stopped for a good few months, which had a big knock-on effect to a lot of the bookings. The deaths, they introduced remote registration, which for me and my team have really embraced and love the way that it works now. It makes it so much easier for the bereaved people to be able to register. Gives us a chance to prepare for the registration and look up everything that we need, and then be able to speak to the family in the comfort of their home, and be able to get it completed for them quickly and easily as possible. It's definitely been one of the things that I think has worked well from the pandemic. The births at the moment are still done face to face. They were postponed as well for a couple of months before we were able to get them back in, but again they are still face to face. There is plans at the moment to make them also remote, but that legislation is not going to come into place till later in the year. So a bit another change. The thing with registration, it is constantly evolving and changing. There's always a new legislation coming in, there's always a new process we've got to do, and the staff just do an amazing job just making sure that they embrace all these new changes and develop them and go with them. So no, it's been really, although it was a shock to do pandemic the way it worked, it's everybody's just got on with the job and just made sure the people were the priority and get the registrations done as quickly and as possible.
And have you seen any, I mean, it was so important for many reasons through the pandemic, just because registration is important anyway, but especially when we were monitoring deaths and things like that, it was a really, sadly, that part of it was important to keep track of the virus. But as we've said before, the births bit is so much more, you know, the being there at that positive time. Are you seeing any trends on baby names and things at the moment, or are they quite varied? What's
yeah, no, I don't think there's any pandemic related names that I've seen yet here, but there is definitely been an increase in the babies being born, and they're saying that's due to the pandemic, so that's not a bad thing for us.
No,
lots of babies been born, it means there'll be lots of people in the future for weddings, so
yeah.
the names, beautiful names, everybody's tries to have a wee bit different, but they're such unusual names, they're lovely to see different choices that people come up with.
Yeah, as you say, that growing that population, we're really pleased to see that. More young
yeah.
people for the area is always always great. So, yeah, it's fantastic. So tell us where people can find more information then if they're thinking about getting married. And maybe mention you go along to some wedding fairs and things to promote what you do. So let us know about some of those.
Yeah, the staff try to go along to any wedding fairs that are happening local in the area. There's not anything at the moment. This is because this is the height of the season. They don't tend to hold wedding fairs. They're more in the winter time. But usually we always promote it on our own social media if we've got staff attending a particular wedding fair. The best place to get a lot of information is off our website. We've got our own dedicated registration website, which is just www.argyle-butte.gov.uk/marriage/, and it should take you to our website, and that'll give you all the information you need. But any questions that is not there, that they're not sure about or can't find it, our staff are more than happy to help you and direct you in the right place and be able to give you whatever information you need.
That's great, and we'll put the link up for you Instagram and other social media as yeah. well when we post it. So I definitely, even if you're not thinking about getting married, I definitely recommend people to follow along, because it's so uplifting to see everybody's great day in the area. It's so lovely. The photography and everything's fantastic. So, and they'll see, as you say, if there are any wedding fairs coming up and things. So anything you want to say to your team as we finish up?
Yeah. I just want to thank them all for just being an amazing team and just getting on with the job. They've made my life very easy in the year that I've been senior registrar. And I just hope that it all continues and we're all still happy in the years that are coming towards us. So, yeah, thanks very much, girls and boys.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Julie. And hopefully we'll have... we can entice a few more people to choose Argyle and Butte to come and get married in.
Yes, that'd be good. Thank you.
So I hope the conversation with Julie has given you a little bit more insight into the work of our registrars. If you're interested in finding out more about getting married or one of the other ceremonies, you can check out our council website, specifically argyle-butte.gov.uk/marriage. Or if you're just interested in seeing the fantastic images of other people's ceremonies and the great location that Argyle and Butte offers for weddings, check out their Instagram account at AB Registrars.
Hey, this podcast.